Shalom, אנחנו לומדים את
Hello, we're studying the article of Bala Sulam, the general preface. We're continuing in excerpt number, we're in number three, and we'll continue from there.
Yep.
There are five prominent discernments in the ten above mentioned sfirot, which should not move from your eyes and will straighten your ways in studying the wisdom. The first discernment is the light of Atzmut, which is the comprehensive light from Ein Sof that exists in that emanated. This is the essence, since the lower one does not participate here whatsoever, and it is called Chokhmah of direct light, of Or Yashar. The second discernment is the light of Chasadim that extends from above downward. This light is conjoined with the awakening of the Gvura of the emanated, of Bchina Bet, which is the light of Bina that she drew. The third discernment is the light of Chasadim that rises from below upward through the coupling of Reiking, Zivug Avaka. It is called reflected light that rises and extends only from the emanated due to the above mentioned detainment. The fourth discernment is the light of upper Gvura, meaning Bchina Bet, which is a viut of Bina that she acquired by her intensification. The fifth discernment is the lower Gvura, meaning Bchina Dalet, the fourth phase, where the intensification of the desire is activated in the light of Chasadim that was added by the emanated. This is called the vessel of Malchut, of direct light, and this Gvura is the vessel of the Ten Sfirot, and remember this.
No, אנחנו נקרא.
Well, we'll read. And see, maybe we'll understand better what's written here in all those five discernments. Yes.
Know that the screen in the Kli of Malchut is the root of the darkness because of the detaining force that exists in the Masach to stop the upper light from spreading in the fourth phase. This is also the root of the labor in order to receive reward. Since labor is an involuntary act, for the worker feels comfortable only when resting. But because the landlord pays his salary, he cancels his will before the will of the landlord. Know that here in this world there is no being or conduct that is not rooted in the upper worlds, from which branches expand to the lower worlds, until they are revealed to us in this world. And you see that in general, work and labor are rooted in the screen of the Kli of Malchut, which detains the upper light that she covets due to the emanator who wishes to bestow the light. And everything that is a thought in the emanator is a mandatory law in the emanated. Naturally, he needs no action, but his thought completes. And yet, she chooses by herself to not receive the upper light, lest it will come to disparity of form. It follows that the detaining force in the screen is equal to the labor. And the reward that the landlord gives to the worker is rooted in the reflected light emitted by the zivug avaka, the striking of a coupling of striking, where the screen, by the screen, a root was made for the reflected light. It turns out that she returns to being the keter to these 10 sfirot of reflected light, as well as the direct light. As will be explained below, all this profit came to her because of this act of detaining.
Yes.
What does it call it, the detaining force? After all, detaining means that there is, in the continuation, yes, light will be received there. I mean, it's being detained. It's delayed.
That they don't receive.
Not receiving, we don't receive, but delaying, detaining means that we will be eventually receiving.
Detaining is the condition that if you want to receive later, you'll have to pay for something.
Is there a difference between a restriction and a detainment?
Of course.
So why does he write detainment here? I didn't understand.
Because it's not a restriction. It's an additional condition on receiving the light.
Is this an action that the lower one does? He detains the entrance of the light?
Yeah, we'll see that now. Come on.
From the above mentioned, it follows that the 10 sfirot are really one kli called malchut. But to complete its form, it is discerned with three roots, which are the three phases, chokhmah, bina, and ziranpin, that extend from one another. Know that this malchut is still contained in the light of Ein Sof from before the restriction, and which is called malchut of Ein Sof, in which was the first restriction. As it is written in Panim Masbirot, branch 1, because of the equivalence of form with the emanator, her desire arose from wanting to receive from the fourth phase, and the light of the line extended to her from Ein Sof. The light of the line contains all the light that extends into the five worlds called Adam Kadmon, Atzilut, Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiya. This light is generally referred to as Kav, as line, from the word Kav Midah, the measurement of a line, as it extends into the worlds by measure and a rationed number in each world, according to the form of the vessel of Malchut in that world, as it is elaborated in Panim.
Yes.
The matter, should I continue?
I think so. Here it's pretty clear.
The matter of the five above mentioned worlds are truly the matter of Keter and the four known phases in the 10 Sfirot. Thus, the world of Ak is the world of Keter. The world of Atzilut is the world of Chokhmah. The world of Bria is the world of Bina. And the world of Yetzirah is the world of Zeir Anpin. And the world of Asiya is the world of Malchut. However, in each world, there are 10 Sfirot. And each of the 10 Sfirot of that world comprises 10 sfirot as well.
Ata gamarta et haot gimel?
Did Did you finish number three?
No.
Continue.
They are divided into the five above mentioned worlds because the vessel of Malchut should first be included in each Sphira through the Keter. This occurs in one, the first expansion of the Achap of Ak, where she was included in Zon. Two, the second expansion of the Achap, she was included in Bina. Three, in the world of Nikudim, she was included in Chochmah. Four, in the world of Atzilut, she was included in Keter. And since Malchut has been included in each Sfira, the world of correction begins. Its head, the Rosh, is the above-mentioned world of Atzilut, where the light of Ein Sof dresses in the first phase. Then the light of Ein Sof dresses in the second phase, creating the world of Bria. Following it, dresses in Pina Gimel in the third phase, creating the world of Yetzirah. And then it dresses in the fourth phase, creating the world of Asiya. It will be elaborated in there how all they of them stem from one another by a mandatory manner of cause and consequence and how they are tied to one another.
Yes. Why is everyone silent?
Ken.
Yep.
Bar Sulam gives these pretty dry details or information. I want to ask, he makes a connection between Chochmah, Bina, Zeranpin, Malchut, and the worlds of Adam Kadmon, Atzilut, Bria Yetzira, and Asiya. What is the connection between these phases, Chochmah and Bina, and the worlds?
Each and every world reveals some type of special phase, special discernment, the main one in it, even though it's included of all the prinot, of all the discernments.
Meaning if we were to like feel the world of Atzilut, we would feel the discernment of Chochmah.
Right.
Is there something in this that we can depict as Chochmah versus if someone feels, let's say, the world of Bria, then he feels Bina? Is that how you can understand this?
Yes, whoever reaches a certain degree discovers it from the light that shines on him from above, and that's what he determines. Yeah.
Rav, could you please explain the incorporation of Malchut in each Sfira in the world? It's written in the first expansion, the second expansion.
Malchut is incorporated in all the discernments that come earlier. The light shines on Malchut through the Sfirot, discernments, degrees, no matter how you call it. So Malchut, when it attains the way the light is shining on it in root 1, 2, 3, 4, that is called that Malchut attains the quality of the light that comes to her from above.
And
that's what we're talking about here.
There are things here that at least I don't remember seeing and how to understand. Let's say that the world of Nikudim was included in Chochmah. I can understand that, let's say in Ak, yes, it's in the second expansion it was in Bina, but then it says in the world of Nikudim was incorporated in Bina, that's not clear. And then Atzilut was in the Keter, we learned that she's incorporated in Atik, meaning, is he talking about that, of where Malchut is?
He is saying or speaking which discernment, to what discernment Malchut has to rise in order to reveal the essence of that world.
Then he says that then the light of Insuf clothed in the second phase and the world of Bria comes. And then in the world he says that these discernments or phases are clothed in there. And we learned that the Rishimot, that actually the records go and kind of diminish us. Let's say the world of Asiya is the root, the Shoresh, and etc. Here he's saying that it's clothing on an opposite phase, meaning it's not clear how the worlds of Abiya are created here. How does Malchut clothe in the worlds of Abiya?
I don't understand what you're saying. Who can explain? You want to add what?
Yes, he says.
Where are you reading?
And since the Malchut was included in each Tfirah, then the world of correction begins, which is called the world, their head is the world of Atziot. There, the light expands in the form of the first phase. So, what does this mean in the first phase? Is this the four phases of direct light from Insof?
Yeah. Yes.
Is this the parallel of
Tov Kadima?
Okay, come on.
Odalet, Otabal.
Item 4.
Vitarich, Odalet. Vitarich Mikodem, Leavin.
Item 4. First, we need to understand the quality of each of the worlds, Adam Kadmon and Abiya, which I will explain one at a time. Let us begin with the world of Keter, which is the world of Adam Kadmon. Its first vessel is the world of Akudim. In the gate of Akudim, the Ari wrote that all 10 Sefirot emerged, but not all of them emerged together. In the beginning, only Malchut came out in the world of Akudim, and this Malchut came out in the form of Nefesh. Following it, the rest of the parts emerged through Keter. When Keter came, Malchut was completed with all five inner lights, which are Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, and Yechida. Yet they were still missing all the above-mentioned Sefirot, which emerged incomplete. Hence, they had to climb back to the emanator to be completed. But now, on the return, Keter returned first. When Keter rose, the light of Chochmah rose to the place of Keter, and Bina to the place of Chochmah, and Ziranpin to the place of Bina, and Malchut to the place of Ziranpin. Subsequently, Chochmah rose to the emanator too. Then Binah rose to Keter, following Chochmah, Ziranpin to Chochmah, and Malchut to Binah. Then Binah rose too, and Ziranpin rose to Keter, and Malchut to Chochmah. Finally, Ziranpin rose as well, and Malchut rose to Keter, until Malchut too rose to the emanator. After that, the light returned from the emanator and expanded in them, though not in their initial order. Instead, the light of Keter did not return, but departed and remained missing. Hence, the light of Chochmah came out in the vessel of Keter, the light of Binah in the vessel of Chochmah, the light of Zeranpin in the Kli of Binah and the light of Malchut in the vessel of Zeranpin. The vessel of Malchut remained without light at all. Thus far, his words in brief. Additionally, the 10 Sfirot of Akudim emerged from below upward. Malchut emerged first, then Zeranpin, then Binah, then Chochmah, and finally Keter. Thus far his words. We should thoroughly understand the matter of the elicitation of the Sfirot from above downward and from below upward, mentioned in the Ari's words. Certainly, this is not about measures of above, below, before, or after, in time and place. Rather, it is in terms of reason and result, cause and consequence. Hence, how can Malchut emerge first, following by Zeranpin, followed by Binah, until Keter, which is the root of them all, and it emerges last? This seems perplexing. And who and what gave the inverted and inverted the upper to be lower and the lower to be above? The thing is that the order of the 10 Sfirot of direct light has already been explained above, being 5 degrees one below the other. By the measure of the purification of each of them from the thick light whose form has changed, that is, the fourth phase. Since the first phase is considered a hidden potential, it is most important in that degree. And the second phase has already moved from the potential to actual by intensifying with a worse desire than in the first phase. The third phase is worse than the second phase, and the fourth phase, Malchut, is the worst, since the coarseness in her is greater than in the rest. It is also known that once the vessel of Malchut emerged, it experienced the first restriction, not to receive in the fourth phase. This detaining force is called the screen, Masach. And when the direct light that descends from Ein Sof strikes the screen in Malchut, there is a coupling of striking, and thus the 10 Sfirot of reflected light emerge, as it is written in Panim. Within these 10 Sfirot of reflected light, the degrees are inverted compared to the value of the 10 Sfirot of direct light. In the 10 Sfirot of direct light, the purer is higher in merit and better. But in the 10 Sfirot of reflected light, the thicker, the higher, and better, because Malchut is the Keter and the root of these 10 Sfirot of reflected light. Since her thick screen detains the light from descending into her fourth phase, thus, the Malchut returns to being the Keter by way of its end is in its beginning, as it is written in Panim Masbirot. It turns out that Zeranpin receives the light from Keter of reflected light, hence Zeranpin is considered a degree of Chochmah, and Binah is considered a degree of Binah, because she receives from Zeranpin, who returns to being Chochmah also. Chochmah of direct light is considered Zeranbin in the reflected light, since it receives the reflected light from Bina. And Keter of direct light is considered Malchut in the reflected light, since it receives from Zeranbin. Thus you find that the pure in the degree will be lower in praise and merit, and understand that thoroughly. Yet, the 10 Sfirot of reflected light join and integrate in the 10 vessels. When they join as one, all the degrees are of equal merit, since the Malchut level is equal to that of the Keter from the perspective of the reflected light, where Malchut returns to being Keter. Also, Zeranpin is equal to Chochmah, since Zeranpin is considered Chochmah of reflected light. And the level of Chochmah is equal to that of Keter, since Keter receives the reflected light from her, as Chochmah receives the direct light from Keter. And since the level of Zeranpin is equal to Chochmah, and Chochmah to Keter, it follows that the level of Zeranpin is equal to that of Keter too. It follows that by the elicitation of the 10 Sfirot of reflected light from Bchina Dalet, all the degrees in the 10 Sfirot have been equalized, having the same level through Keter.
Ken.
Yep.
Shake it.
Silence.
Is it
so difficult? I think it's just repeating itself all the time. Meaning that reflected light and direct light, they add or they complete one another. Okay, so if so, let's go to the next part.
We're going to move to the next